Log Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. This is Minister Yvette Smith bringing you greetings from the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries and our Apostle, Dr. Mary Osborne. We first give honor to God. I give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to our Apostle, Dr. Mary Osborne, Pastor Williams, all the pastors of Sunshine of Faith, Pastor Johnson, all the members of Sunshine of Faith, all of you out there. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I just wanted to come on today. I was asked to stage my day to do the blog talk, and the Lord impressed on me to talk about peace today. But before we go any further, let me do the prayer and give our announcement. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day that you've allowed us to see. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for dying on the cross for our sins, that we may have a right to the tree of life, and that we may have life and have it more abundantly. We ask you, oh God, that as I speak, that I decrease, that you increase, that your word may go forth and do what you will have it to do in the lives of the people that are listening. And we thank you and we bless you. Open up our ears to hear, our hearts to receive, and our minds to understand. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. We want to invite you out to our services that we have throughout the week. Sunday afternoon at 1:30 p.m., we have the Sunshine of Faith services in person at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Come out and visit us. You may see our pastor, Apostle Mary Osborne, on Facebook Live at 11 a.m. every Sunday. Every Monday, we have the Miracle Prayer Line at 7. Every Tuesday, we have the Victory in Jesus prayer line at 7. And every Thursday, we have the Bible study at 7 p.m. And every Friday, we have the Change prayer line at 7 p.m. All of those services can be tapped into on our prayer line. And that number is 267-807. 9611. The PIN number is 264694. Again, the number is 267-807-9611. The PIN number is 264694. And you can tap in. Let someone else know about the prayer line. Amen. And we're on Blog Talk right here at this number, 6 days a week at 5:30 p.m. Amen. We just thank God for this week that the Lord has allowed us to get through thus far. As I was saying, the Lord was telling me, impressing upon me to speak about peace. We already live in a world full of chaos, but sometimes our level of peace is dictated by the people, places, and things in our lives. Who are you hanging with? Who are you surrounding yourself with? Do you surround yourself with people who are peaceful or people who cause chaos? This includes family. Do you go places where there is chaos or where there are people who cause chaos? Maybe you don't get along with someone. They're always saying something negative or trying to get you down or, you know, starting something with you. You don't have to go where they're at. Are these people doing things to stress you out, causing you to worry? And usually they won't listen to the advice that you give them. This is usually those grown children or loved ones that we have to deal with sometimes on a daily basis. Sometimes it's just us who are the problem, but we really don't know it. But we want relief from chaos in our lives. And the Bible tells us that we have to seek peace and pursue it from the book of Psalms 34. We have to seek it and pursue it. Pursue it means that we have to go after it. We have to look for it. And for us,
that means that we have to say, okay, maybe I should not be around this person. For us, maybe it says maybe I should not go to this place, because every time I go to this place, I get into a fight with somebody. Maybe I should not do these things because it causes me trouble in my life. Amen. So we have to be cautious and cognizant of what we're doing, who we're around, and the places we're going and the things we're doing. The Bible tells us in Matthew 12:28, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. That's the Lord telling us. We have to learn from him. And he will give us rest. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. See? His burden is light. It's a very easy thing to live for Christ once you learn how to obey him and understand that he has your best interest at heart. Amen. It tells us in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, grace and peace be yours. Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Your grace and your peace comes through knowing God and Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is going to lead you to the things that's going to have you have peace in your life. He's not going to take you to things that's going to cause you chaos, because when you're in chaos, you can't hear from the Lord properly. Do the things that the Lord will have you to do. You can't fulfill the destiny that the Lord will have you fulfill. Amen? So we got to be true to ourselves. Are we hanging around people that are always into something or always causing us grief? And yes, sometimes it's our very own family. But that saying, love people from a distance, sometimes you have to love them from a distance. Until you can get to the point where your spirit is not bothered by them. And it's very hard with family members, because we love them so much that we put just about all of ourselves into them, where we're almost killing ourselves worrying about when they are grown enough to make the right choices. To make their own choices, to choose what choice they're going to make. And we can't save people. Only God can save us. Our words, we can tell them, but that doesn't mean they're going to listen. The saying is, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. And until we come to that point in our lives to give over our worries and cares to the Lord, we're going to be stressed. Full of chaos, lacking of peace. Amen. So that was just a short word from the Lord. If you want peace, you have to seek it and pursue it. You have to look at your surroundings. You have to look at the people you're involved with, the things you're involved with. Is it causing you peace or is it causing you chaos? Amen. So we thank the Lord for the word of God. I tell you, everything we need is in the word of God. Everything that we need to know about our life, we can ask the Lord about it. Direction for your life is found in the word of God and in prayer. The closer you are to the Lord, the more you will hear from him. The closer you are to people who cause chaos, the more you'll have chaos. The more you do things that cause chaos, the more you have chaos and lack of peace. So we thank God for the word of God, and we just ask that you continue to come on Blog Talk and hear the word from the Lord. Hopefully something we say will change your life. Guess what? Although we're ministers in the word of God, we have the very same problems that you have. even superstars have the very same problems. But with Jesus Christ, our burdens are easy. They're a little lighter because we give them over to him, and he answers the prayer, tells us what to do and how to do it. In Jesus' name, we thank God for the word of God. Open up your Bible this week. Open up your Bible every day and read a scripture. I always tell people that the book of Proverbs, book of wisdom, is very important in our lives. It breaks it down how we should live, how we should go about our life, and how we can have peace. And keep in mind 2 Peter chapter 1. Knowledge, grace and peace is getting knowledge. It's knowledge. And it's knowing Jesus Christ. It's knowing God. That's how we get our grace and peace, knowing him, because he teaches us the right things. In Jesus' name we pray. Hope that you got something out of the word of God today. And continue to tap in. Tonight we are on the Sunshine of Faith Bible Study at 7 p.m. with Pastor Mary Williams. You can call in again on 267-807-9611. The PIN number is 264-694. God bless you. Have a good night. Amen.